From Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, this is Scrapbook, a collaborative project with Northwest Minnesota Historical Societies to share their county's history and promote awareness of the many fascinating places and things their counties have to offer. Scrapbook is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Here's host Glenn Broggett and his special guest on this edition of Scrapbook.
Hi, I'm Glenn Broggett, and this is Scrapbook, Becker County. On our last edition of Scrapbook Becker County, we discussed the early Native Americans' tumultuous relationship with the United States government. On this edition, the topic is Native Americans' relationship with the early settlers of Becker County, good, bad, and ugly. Join me, Glenn Broggett, along with Amy Dagerstrom of the Becker County Historical Society on this edition of Scrapbook. So what was the coexistence like with the natives and with the newer settlers who were taking some of the land that was originally, you know, their territory? There had to have been a share of sour grapes and some sore feelings and, you know, violence in other instances.
Those early settlers, for the most part, had a really good relationship with the Native American population because they depended upon each other. That fur trade relationship was established in the early 19th century. There were many generations of people who lived there, who were born there, who died there, who had been interacting and trading for mutually beneficial reasons for 70 years before we became a county. At that point, all of these new restrictions are put into place by the federal government. All these new people are moved in. So we literally have two completely new, or for the most part, populations coming into the same county, one from a Native American point of view, one from a European settler point of view. They are all pretty afraid, right? They're pretty unsettled. They don't know what they're going to find. They don't know who they're going to meet. They don't know who to trust. So I think those early years were a struggle on many levels. From a reservation standpoint, they also were very short on basic supplies, food, lodging, clothing. The government promised and promised to never delivered. And so they were struggling on sort of a basic level, while the pioneer settlers were doing the same thing. They were trying to establish a homestead and hunt and fish and keep their families living. And so there was a lot of desperation, a lot of mistrust, which kind of culminated in our county in 1872 with the Cook family killing. This was a family that lived in Audubon Township. John Cook was a well-established kind of business partner with the White Earth Reservation. He did a lot of trading of furs and goods and seemingly had a strong relationship with a lot of the folks that lived on the reservation. The story varies depending upon who you listen to, but basically what happened was on an evening in April of that year, 1872, a group of either one or three Native American men, depending on the version, came to the homestead to take furs that John Cook had purchased or traded for that they felt were rightly theirs. And as a result, Mr. Cook, his wife, and three children were killed, and the farmstead was burned down. This was the first official murder in Becker County. There was no established government, county government, or city government yet in Becker County because it was so new. And so as a result, the state attorney general came to prosecute the case. They also used a judge who came from the federal courts. They actually had to hold the trial in a billiard hall because there wasn't a courthouse or an office building. It was certainly not fair justice, I guess. If you read the trial transcripts, the defendant, whose name was Bob Link, was found guilty really quickly. He had two witnesses in his favor, which really all they said was, well, we can't really tell you for sure if this is a man or a woman's skull. So he was convicted very quickly without much due process, and he was transported down to the Twin Cities to a prison, and he died while in prison. That, along with other events like that in the region, there was a county or a family in Clay County that had been killed in a similar way. There was a woman in Brainerd who had been supposedly kidnapped in a similar way. And so there was a lot of distrust, again, from both angles. And so because of that, we generate all of these stereotypes that we think about when we think about Native Americans in history, right? We generate the sort of savage and the idea that they are not cultured and not civilized, when in fact, I think more often than not, it was either a level of sheer desperation or, like any culture, you're always going to have a few people who aren't good. I think that those stereotypes, though, were propagated. They caused a military corps to be developed in the city of Detroit to defend their city. The city of Lake Park built a fort and brought all of the citizens in the surrounding area to that fort to protect them. There was this great sort of overwhelming sense of fear and urgency. In the end, nothing happened. Besides that, you know, this particular man, Bobolink, who was accused of the crime, wasn't a native of White Earth, wasn't someone from the area, was passing through, probably had a beef with Mr. Cook from a business point of view because they had come across each other in Red Lake. Certainly, I think it ends up being much more about an individual going after an individual and results in this sort of cacophony of fear that spreads around the county. Over time, that settles a bit, but I think that underlying sense of distrust on both ends lingers. In Becker County, the Native American history that we learn in school is not maybe very accurate, right? It's something that needs to be expounded upon so that we understand the fact that the people that we are so angry with or so distrusting of probably are equally angry and distrusting of us, that those stories are so intermingled that there's no way that one could exist without the other.
You've been listening to Scrapbook, a Pioneer 90.1 original. This edition of Scrapbook was recorded at the Pioneer 90.1 studios located on the campus of Northland Community and Technical College, Thief River Falls. Additional episodes and content from this and other Pioneer 90.1 original programs available at radionorthland.org. Scrapbook is made possible through the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.